Here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 1st of June, 2017. It's the birthday of the French engineer and physicist Nicolas Leonard Sadie Carnot, born in Paris in 1796, often described as the father of thermodynamics. He wrote one of the first physics books written for a general audience. It was called Reflections on the Motive Power of Fire, came out in 1824, and he contributed his thinking to the second law of thermodynamics, which, as you remember, says that heat will naturally flow from a hotter to a colder body. It's the birthday of the man who wrote the lines, "I must go down to the seas again, to the lonely sea in the sky, and all I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer her by." John Masefield, born in Ledbury, England, 1878. He was an orphan sent to live with his aunt. She thought he read too much, and so she sent him off to a naval training school ship, where, of course, he had a lot of spare time, and he read more than ever. He was poet laureate of the United Kingdom for 37 years. It's the birthday of Marilyn Monroe, born Norma Jean Mortensen in Los Angeles, 1926, who said, "I don't want to make money, I just want to be wonderful." It was on this day in 1974, Henry J. Heimlich published his Heimlich Maneuver in the Journal of Emergency Medicine. It's the birthday of the linguist and translator C.K. Ogden, born Fleetwood, England, in 1889. He co-founded the Heretics Society, an organization dedicated to questioning religious dogma. He translated books from French and German into English, and he devoted many years to creating and advocating something he called Basic English, or Simple English, a simplified version of English that he believed could become a universal language. With a vocabulary of 850 words, only 18 of which were verbs, he thought it would be the solution to the problem of international miscommunication and misunderstanding, and would help to achieve world peace. George Orwell was in favor of it for a while, and H.G. Wells, but Orwell changed his mind about it, and he made fun of it in his novel 1984 as the model for newspeak, the state-sanctioned language that has no words to express original thought. Here's a poem for today by Joyce Sutphen entitled "My Father Dying." It was hard work dying, harder than anything he had ever done. Whatever brutal, bruising, back-breaking chore he'd forced himself to endure, it was nothing compared to this. And it took so long. When would the job be over? Who would call him home for supper? And it was hard for us, his children. All of our lives, we'd heard my mother telling us to go out, help your father. But this was work we could not do. He was way out beyond us, in a field we could not reach. My Father Dying, a poem by Joyce Sutphen, used by permission of the poet, here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org, and by Staples, with print and marketing solutions designed to promote businesses, including business cards, presentations, large banners, and posters printed in-store or ordered online. Learn more at Staples and staples.com. Staples. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.